أعوذ بالله العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم أولادي بناتي، أهلا وسهلا بكم، حياكم الله. I just being late for 1 minute because I was doing my wudu. Okay. With Islamic clothes, we reach to issue number 210. We came to another purification or purifying agent, al-mutahhir al. Sadis, yes, al-mutahhir al-sadis. It is transfer. Transfer in Arabic, intiqal. Intiqal. Okay. Now, yes, within issue number 210, if the blood of a human being or of an animal whose blood is forth when its large vein is cut. Here we have the blood of what? Of a human being. Blood of a human being. Or of any animal whose blood gushes forth. It means gushes forth when we cut its large vein, أوداجه الأربعة, the blood gushes or goes out with power, not like a fish, not like a snake, yes, not like a lizard. When we cut it, their blood will gush out just like drop by drop. Okay, ذوات النفس, that only for a camel, no, not only for a camel, cow, sheep, chicken. Okay, ذوات النفس السائلة. Alright, okay, or an animal whose blood gushes forth when its large vein is cut is sucked by an insect. Their blood is what is sucked by an insect, just like a mosquito. Okay, normally known to be bloodless. Definitely, a mosquito is not having blood inside its body, so I would call it bloodless, and it becomes part of its body, and the blood that it sucked in my body, or it sucked it from another animals, okay, which their blood gushes forth when its large vein is cut. Now, originally blood is najis, but when this insect what sucked the blood from these animals or from human beings, the blood becomes pack. The blood becomes pack. Which blood? The blood which becomes inside this insect. Alright? Okay. The human blood. If the blood of a human is still in his body or out of his body, is najis. But if it transfer to the insect, and that insect, it is actually bloodless. That insect, just like a mosquito, it is actually what? It is bloodless. So the blood, when it is stable inside its body, it becomes pak. This process is called intiqal. This process is called intiqal. But when a blood sucking leech sucks You know leech? Leech? You know what's the meaning of leech? L-E-E-C-H? Yes, leech. This is leech. Good. Very good, Sheikh Ali. But when a blood-sucking leech sucks human blood during some treatment, it will be najis. So that blood inside the leech will be najis because it is not considered as a part of its body. So that blood isn't considered to be as part of its body. It is considered as human blood. It is considered as human blood. So it is completely different from a mosquito. What do you mean by a worm? Yes, Sheikh Ali. Yes, a creature type, creature. Just like an ant? Yes. A very small snake? Yes. So, is that worm sucking the blood of a human being? It is not a snake. Yes, absolutely. It is not a snake, I'm sure. Worm isn't a snake. A worm, it is just like an ant. Yes, it is not a snake, definitely. All right. Okay, so here, the blood inside a leech, when it sucks the human blood during some treatment, oh really? It is not like an ant, it is like a leech. Okay, if it is like that, and if that worm sucks the blood of human beings, and this blood inside it, we consider it not what? Not as a part of its body. So this blood will be najis, will still najis. Because what? Because it is not considered as part of its body. Okay? Yes. So it is considered as human blood. So it is still najis. The blood, even this worm or leech, sucks the blood from the human beings. Okay, but we don't consider this blood inside a leech or a worm, we don't consider it as a part of their body. For that, we say that this blood is what is najis. Exactly. The blood inside an insect is not najis. Why? Because the blood inside an insect like a mosquito, it is not najis because we consider the blood inside it as part of its body, while the blood inside a leech or worm, we don't consider that blood as part of its body, so it will still as it is najis. Okay. Within issue 211, if one kills a mosquito which has sat on one's body, for example, now there is a mosquito on my hand, then I killed that mosquito and the blood which it has sucked comes out. Definitely, what mosquito was doing on my hand? Definitely, it wasn't doing good thing, it was sucking my blood. So there is blood inside its body, isn't it? So how about the blood comes out of this mosquito? It will be considered pack. Somebody will say, yes, but it is blood. We tell him, since this blood has been moved to the mosquito body and it is now part of its body, it is pack. And mosquito, it is bloodless, don't forget, it is bloodless. Okay, it will be considered pack, as it was destined to be its part, even if the time gap between its sucking and being killed be very small. Okay? Now, in this case, even if the time between the when this insect what has sucked the blood and when we killed it, okay, it is still what? It is still a short time. It is still short time. So this is what we call it. This blood will still pack. Okay? You want to repeat it again? Okay. Now, for example, if there is a mosquito on my hand, okay, then I killed that mosquito. Then the blood comes out of the mosquito. The blood comes out of the mosquito body when I killed it. Is that blood? Yes, exactly. If you smash it on your skin. Now, the blood which comes from its body on your skin, is it najis or pak? Sayyid Sistani said, that blood is pak. He said, it's my blood. How it comes to be pak? Yes? Yeah? Pak? Absolutely. Look, I repeat the issue. If one kills a mosquito which has sat on one's body, okay, and a blood which it has sucked comes out from where? From the body of mosquito. It will be pak. It will be considered what? Pak. It will be considered pak. Okay? As it was destined. So, okay. How much the time of that blood inside? Can we use the word tahir? Yes. Here, I know, maybe Sheikh Ali, could you tell me which is your exact specialty, what you have studied exactly, please, in order to talk with you? Yes? Okay. Good. In translation, when we want to translate, okay, if we have a word found, okay, doesn't matter, that's great. If we have a word which give you the meaning of that word, you want to translate it from another language, okay, you don't need to use the origin words. You don't need to use the origin words, okay? But if you have a word but it does not give you the complete meaning, the whole meaning, exact meaning, maybe it gave you half of it, so you will use the word but you need to explain it with a star in the subtitle. For example, khums in Islam, there is no word khums in English, but they have what? Taxes. They have taxes. Either we put taxes and we put a star and we explain what do we mean by taxes, not the exact meaning of taxes that the foreign people, they what? Welcome, Ali and Yahya. The foreign people, understand it. So we have to explain what do we mean by taxes when we use it here. Or we have to bring the exact word, the same word from its original language, and to put it here. Why? Because there is no another synonym for it. I know what you mean exactly. But if I use Tahir for people, for example, Yahya now. Yahya is joining us. If I tell Yahya, now, do you know what's the meaning of Tahir Yahya? Maybe, let's see the answer of Yahya. Yahya, please, do you understand the meaning of Tahir, T-A-H-E-R, or not? Okay, you think so. And look, Sheikh Ali, and Yahya, okay, but tomato, it is already well known. It is used in English language. But Tahir, it's not. Tahir is not. It is still only the Arab people, they use it. Only the, but if I say pack, most of the foreigners, they use pack or Tahir. Pack or Tahir. Ah, tomato. But it is now found. I know you want us to start use it in order to let others know how to use it or get used on use it. It's a good suggestion. Why not? Okay? You know, we will use more in fiqh when we continue. You found there are more words that they are original in Arabic. Okay, don't be in a hurry. All right. Yes. Now, yes. So I repeat this issue in order to let Yahya listen to us, because he was late and he missed about one issue. This issue, if one kills a mosquito which has sat on one's body and blood which it has sucked comes out, it will be considered pack. Why pack? As we explained in the previous issue, that this blood considered as a part of the mosquito body. Okay? And mosquito is bloodless. And the blood which it has sucked comes out, it will be considered pack, as it was destined to be its part, even if the time gap between its sucking and it being killed be very small, not too much time. Even it is what? It is a small time. It doesn't matter. Okay, but Sheikh Ali, you know, most of the translators, the interpreters, they use it. They use it. I know maybe Yahya is what we don't see what he is writing. Okay. However, as a recommended precaution, one should avoid such blood. Say Sistani here, he gave us what? A recommended precaution. Ihtiyat istihbabi is what? To avoid such blood. Okay? Good. Now, we came to another. No, it is a recommended precaution. It is not must. It is not obligatory. It is recommended. Okay? Yes. Now we came to another purification agent, al-mutahhir al-sabi', that is, yes, exactly. Tahara means pure. That's right. Okay. Now, within issue 212, now we came to new purification agent, which is what? It is Islam. It is Islam. If an unbeliever testifies oneness, that an unbeliever, this or this unbeliever, what he said, he testifies what? Oneness of Allah and the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Peace be upon him and his progeny. In whatever language, it doesn't matter. He becomes a Muslim. Now he becomes what? He becomes a Muslim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And just as he was najis before, definitely you know that unbeliever, he is what? Essential najasa himself. He is the essential najasa himself. One of the 12 najasat, that what? The unbeliever. Now, since he turns, he testifies oneness of Allah and the prophethood of what? Of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he become what? A Muslim. Okay? And just he was najis before, he becomes pak. Now he becomes what? Pak. I know Sheikh Ali, he will be frustrated since I'm repeating pak. But believe me, Sheikh Ali, this is already written in a book. I really, infidel, yes, infidel, yes. I really like to use tahir, but we try to make it little step by step. We use najis, yes, we use najis. Okay, just give me a word which is synonym to najis. And by the way, after a while in this book, yes, after a while in this book, you will find tahir. You will find tahir. And don't forget that tahir, it is very close to a name. A name. Because we have people, their names is tahir. So here will be what? Misunderstanding. It will be misunderstanding. Okay? But after a while you will see that they use what? They use tahir. But a little bit, not so much. Okay. Okay. Let's try. Inshallah. Now, and just as he was najis before, he becomes what? Pak. This unbeliever. No, Yahya. Impure. Look. Impure, it doesn't mean najis. Impure, it doesn't mean najis. But najis, it is an exact word. Impure, it means in Arabic غير نقي, and one of its meaning is غير طاهر. But also it has what? The meaning of غير نقي. While najis, it hasn't the meaning of غير نقي. It has only the meaning najis. And by the way, when the alim, when the scientist use a word, when the scientist use a word, this word should be exact, or it has exact meaning what he aims to, what he wants to, as far or as possible as it never has another what? Another meaning. For that, we notice that ulama choose what? Choose as a very specific word. Because another ulama will read their risale, amaliyah, and they will ishkal on them. Okay? And just as he was najis before, he became, after becoming a Muslim. And his body, along with this salvia and the sweet, is pak. Okay? So even his salvia and his sweet is pak. His is not sweet. But if he has any najis al-ayn in his body, it should be removed. So now he has different najasa, just like urine on his body, or feces in his body, or blood in his body, or semen in his body. So he should remove all these najasa and wash it. But before he was unbeliever, and now he become what? A Muslim. Now he became a what? Pak. He became tahir. But in another way, if he has another najasa, if he has another najasa, he should remove that najasa. It should be removed and then washed. And then washed. In fact, that part should be washed even if the najas al-ayn had been removed earlier. As what? As per obligatory precaution. كاحتياط لزومي احتياط وجوبي. Again, in fact, that part should be washed. Which part? The part on his body which is has another najasa. Another najasa. So that another najasa should be removed and that part should be what? Should be washed. Be washed. Yes. Here Sayyid Sistan said even the najas al-ayn had been, look, Sheikh Ali, Sayyid Sistan here, they translated najas al-ayn. Actually, in English, it is essential najasa. It is essential najasa. When there is a possible of not having the exact meaning in English, we use in translation the same Arabic words. Okay. If the najas al-ayn had been removed earlier as per obligatory precaution, احتياط لزومي. Okay. Issue number 213. If before an unbeliever becomes a Muslim, his wet dress touched his body as an obligatory precaution, it should be what? Avoided. Should be what? Avoided. Why? Because he was unbeliever. And we know that unbeliever, he is ayn al-najasa, he is essential najasa, just like a dog, just like a pig, just like a blood, urine. Okay? So, if he has a dress, and that dress, it touches his body with what? Then he let that dress, and he testifies oneness of Allah and the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, then he wants to go back and wear that dress with its sweat. We consider that dress what? We consider that dress what? Not pak. It is najis. And it should be avoided regardless if of whether it is on his body or not. Regardless. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he is going to wear it directly touching his body, or maybe he has a t-shirt under it and he wears that jacket or that dress on it. But still, that dress or that, yes, that dress is najis. Issue 214. If an unbeliever professes Islam, okay, announced Islam, he will be pak even if another person is not sure. He will be pak if another person is not sure whether he has embraced Islam sincerely or not. It's not your business. Since he professes Islam, so it's not your business to think that he impressed Islam sincerely or not. Okay? And the same order applies even if it is known that he has not sincerely accepted Islam, but his words or deeds do not betray anything which may be contrary to the confrontation him of the oneness of Allah, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi being a prophet of Allah. So it doesn't matter that any of his deeds, any of his actions, okay, that do not betray the oneness of Allah, or they are in the contrary to be confrontation by him of the oneness of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad being the Prophet of Allah. So in this case, it's not our business to look after him and to search. Maybe he became a sincere Muslim. He is a loyal Muslim. No, since he professes Islam, that's it. That's enough. We'll consider him Pak and Tahir. This is for Fiqh tonight. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.